Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Coffee Chat with Dr. Jane. I've got a gorgeous cup, sunrise, inspirational, just absolutely, it's a pottery cup and not made in China. And I think the sender actually is the Etsy owner of Allen Pottery. So a little shout out from Maddie. Absolutely beautiful. Thank you, Maddie. She sent me two cups, so we'll have another coffee chat with that. And a beautiful biblical verse, Psalm 74:16. Yours is the day, yours is also the night. The other cup is a moon at night. You have established the heavenly lights on the sun. Praise God. I'm going to tell you right there. This is the sunrise mug, if anybody else wants to get one. And it's handmade. Seafoam green, absolutely beautiful. Thank you, Maddie, I appreciate it so much. And yeah, just wanted to let you know, thank you. Okay, we're gonna do a short one today. A little bit of a short one, about 20 minutes. I wanna talk about a couple of things that are really on my mind and they need to be on your mind too. This Texas fire, this was not like what you've seen spotty all over the country. This was a million acres, 6,000 cattle destroyed. Who's setting these fires? Why are there not investigations, you should be asking yourselves? Why is no one being prosecuted? Where's the forensic evidence? This is a major hit. This is a major hit. I just posted something very important on both Twitter and Telegram that explains to you how serious this is. Now, you have two options that you need to jump on. One is to find your local food co-ops. Find, because they also individually source to many different local livestock farms. You've got to start supporting these people. Join their private membership associations. You're gonna hear tomorrow night from the attorney for Amos Miller, Mr. Robert Burns, civil rights attorney, who agrees with me. You've got to find your local farmers, support them, join their private membership associations. They're like, it's like, I don't know, $25 a year in some of them down here, because that supports them and it basically takes you out of the retail situation. If we don't do these things, okay, we're going to end up just with grocery stores, and that's big box, that's big corporations, that's big chemical, and that's all you're gonna have. So I think what they're doing is they're trying to keep the big box grocery stores looking really full and plentiful, so you'll be like, nothing to worry about. I got my steaks and my chicken. You're gonna be eating tumors, cancer, chemicals, pesticides, fungicides, and everything else they're gonna allow in there, including probably a lot of the dangerous materials that they've put in these shots, the adjuvants, the chemicals, whatever genetic material they want to throw in there. I don't know how they're transporting it. You must identify your local co-ops, your local feed farms, your local cattle and livestock farms. Contact them. Ask if they haven't already started, their own, membership association. Tell them you'll be there for them. You want to know where they send their meat. Do they send them to local farmers markets or co-ops? Because you want to support that. The second thing you want to do that I've had for a long time is the beef. It's mysafebeef.com. These are the vets down in Texas. I'm not sure how this is going to affect them, so you might want to think about going to mysafebeef.com and loading up. This is beef that will last you many, many years. It's that sud verde technique. It's, once you reconstitute it, it's absolutely delicious and it's clean, no vaccines, no injections. So you've got two things you can do. Look, I don't promote a lot of things. You know that. Almost everything I promote, actually basically everything I promote, it is the same things and the same vendors I've had for 2 years. I'm not running through like a store mill. I'm, all of the products that I promote, I utilize myself, or I've stocked up on them, or I regularly do. And they're for your safety and your security and for your preparation, because things are gonna start happening a lot faster. Okay, That's very important. I have already identified three or four local outlets. Like a couple of them are co-ops, a couple of them are directly cattle feedlots, and you can buy a quarter steer. You know, I bought a very inexpensive freezer at, you know, one of the big box stores. I won't name the name, but it's the only place I could get it. And it was something like $100. And it was, you know, maybe by 5-6 feet by 3 feet. And it's just deep. You can keep a lot of frozen chickens and bone broths and beef and, you know, steaks in there. Maybe buy with a neighbor, buy a quarter cow with a neighbor. And then you divide that quarter cow, and your eighth of a cow will fit in a freezer that size. So there's always a way to do it. And then, of course, mysafebeef.com. I'm going to try to get in touch with those guys this week and see if they've had any problems. Please, God, I hope they have not. I don't know, you know, if they're sourcing just from Texas or maybe Montana or other, you know, other parts of the country with cattle farms. So please do that. Prep, prep, prep. I want to talk a little bit about this whole issue and controversy that Dr. Lee Merritt and I raised about the spike protein being a lie. Okay, I'll tell you why. It was Dr. Lee Merritt who really came out with it and said, honestly, no one's ever demonstrated it. Wait a minute, let's pull ourselves back. If you can't show it to me, until you can, it doesn't exist. And I'm sorry, but that's just the reality of it. We've never seen an isolated whole SARS-CoV-2 virus. People say, well, Dr. Jane, you don't seem to get into the virus versus no virus. No, because I think there's validity on both sides. It's just a matter of how you're defining it and looking at it. And it's really just a, you know, kind of a red herring so people argue and be distracted. What I think is more important to focus on is what have they shown you is existed. And it's bothered me from early on, to be honest with you. You know, we got a story, the mRNA, which we know is a genetic code for something, and we know that something is killing people quickly or over time, right? But you've never seen that whole virus. Remember, that any virus is at the scale that you need an electron microscope. Or maybe you can see something on spectroscopy, but that's just a speculation. You don't actually get to see it exactly. Now imagine the spike protein is, I still think it's theoretical. That's what I've come to the conclusion of. But imagine that spike protein is even tinier than the virus itself, if the virus exists. And you got to go way down. And you can't just like say, oh yeah, you have 100 spike proteins. Nobody has an instrument that can prove that to you or demonstrate that to any of us. And if they did, believe me, when they saw my posts in the last week and when they saw what Dr. Merritt said, I said, are you saying there's no spike protein? And she said, never been proven. Believe me, people would have come out in droves. Oh, no, here it is. Here's a picture. And people tried to. And guess what they showed me? They showed me what they said was the residual. In other words, after the spike proteins have been there, there's all this inflammation. See, in science, you see, the public, the general public, with all due respect, no offense, a lot of people who are not scientifically trained in the scientific method jump. They make a giant scientific leap. Oh, if you gave me mRNA, then I'm making billions of spikes, and those spikes are coming out of my, okay. Or here's a test for my antibodies, and they said my antibody levels were up high, so I've got a lot of spikes. You've got a lot of steps in between to prove that. Yes, you have inflammation. Yes, you're sick. Yes, you were given poison. Yes, those shots are bioweapon dangerous. But to get all the way over here to say I'm full of spike protein, you're full of something, and something's harming you, but we have a ways to go to get there. So, but they expect you to leap to that, and then all of a sudden they have a product that'll reduce it. Well, show me your before and after tests. Don't let people who are trying to sell you a spike protein cure or treatment throw these, you know, published journal articles at you without showing you a study that had a valid instrument that actually measures spike and can show them to you, then gives you your their treatment, then measures them again to show you that they went down. I mean, I'm thinking in my head, this is like everybody should be thinking this way, right? Yeah, the public, they're gonna get it. They're gonna understand that that's BS, because unless you can show me you reduced my spikes, you can show me I had spikes, how many I had, and that your treatment, whatever it is, after your treatment, my spikes went down. Not happening. Not happening. Not real. And now you have to start looking at all the people who are telling you that, who are on the front lines. But I thought he was this one. I thought this one was great. I saw this one, you know, he went to DC and he was talking on the panels, and this one in the high wire was, you know, talking about it. And this one was talking, and how could they be lying to me? And even Dr. Mercola, and this one and that one. And now you better go back and you better say to them, a little smarter that you are now, show me a spike protein. Show me an instrument that shows me a spike protein. Show me an instrument after you've shown me an instrument that can show me a spike. Now show me how it can measure spike. And then apply that same instrument after you give me your turmeric and onion powder and show me that my spike proteins are down. That's a lot of scientific work, and it has not been demonstrated. I don't care who the person is. Isn't that interesting? So you're empowered. Be smarter. Sit back. So much leaping to conclusion. So much speculating. People say, well, I saw Dr. Erna Burkhart and I saw this other forensic guy and they showed us these cross sections of the brain and they said these were loaded with spike proteins. But what you were really looking at was profound inflammation, brain inflammation into the area. Remember, these materials cross the blood-brain barrier. They're going to cause inflammation. When we design scientific studies, one of the most important things we can do is when we control it, the reason the randomized, placebo-controlled, double blind and all the other stuff you can control is so controlled is because we want to be able to weed out all the other things that could have either produced an effect or blocked an effect. See what I'm saying? So it has to be controlled so that you can isolate any finding to your treatment. Okay, so now you understand why it's important to demand they show you proof of a spike protein, then show you an instrument that measures it, the quantity, and then they give you their treatment for, you know, $60, whatever, and then they use that same instrument, not something else, and they show you a reduction. Then we're gonna have something to talk about. Then you've got, you deserve to have a multi-million dollar product. But in the meantime, they're just playing on your fears. Now, they'll also tell you, well, my antibodies were up. My antibodies, there are no antibodies specific to a virus that's never been demonstrated. Think about the logic. If they've never proven to you, they've never, that they have isolated a SARS-CoV-2, that particular virus that they said caused COVID, pandemic, then how can you have an antibody that is specifically matched to that? You can't. And so they rely on, watch for the label, immunoglobulin antibody, your antibodies, your immunoglobulins, IgG. Those are immune markers. They can be up from many things. Remember I talked about control? How do you know they're not from something else? I don't know if your IgG is up because you stubbed your toe, you had a heart attack, or because you have spike protein, which no one's ever demonstrated. You see where I'm going? Follow that logic. These are the IgG markers constitute about two-thirds, maybe three-quarters I've seen in some medical books, medical texts, constitute up to three-quarters of the circulating or available immune markers in your body. So they could be from many different things. And that's the way we look at it in science. Well, how did we control for that? How do we know it's specific? We don't. They don't. So these people that are vaccine injured, that are running around Twitter saying, I'm having my blood tested, I'm having my genome looked at, I'm having this, I'm having that, and look, woo, my IgG markers are up, my cytokines, my C reactive protein, which is another huge gross marker of inflammation. All these markers of inflammation are up off the charts. Look at me, I'm injured. Yes, you have high levels of inflammation. Let's bring it back down to what it is, not jump to conclusions. You have high levels of inflammation. You were injected with these poisons. It's 6 months later, 2 years later, I don't know, whatever it is. But you can't directly correlate that. In other words, if they keep you looking in that direction, watch this now, you won't look in the right direction. You won't look for what those shots are really creating in the body. You won't look for other markers that could be more specific to tie it back to those shots. Because when people are able to tie it back to those shots, man, you've got a crime. You've got a crime that nobody can survive. There's no legal immunity that can cover, that will protect any of these perpetrators from mass premeditated murder. That's why they want you happy with a spike in your IgG markers. I hope that helps. That's really the way you need to be thinking about it. It makes you more of an intelligent consumer, makes you more skeptical. Because look, we want to go into health, natural health. We want those. We want to resurrect and bring back and live in a world where we are free to utilize natural remedies and prevent disease with natural means. Food as medicine. Food as and herbs as medicine. But you won't be able to do that if you're looking in the wrong places and believe in you're basing everything you're looking at on the wrong premises, and you're not pulling back and demanding every step along the way proof of everything they're saying, because this is not going to be without vulnerability to the snake oil salespeople. There are billions of dollars to be made in this when people shift from allopathic standard fake pharmaceutical sorcery back to the medicine of God, which is food, herbs, plants. Okay? That's why it's important. You cannot believe everything. You have to still have a discerning hat on, because there will be charlatans on both sides of the fence. We don't leave the charlatans behind when you move over and get back into the natural world. Vet providers. Ask for their track record. Ask for proof on products. And if you don't see it, go to another expert. But don't just blindly follow these. And you see these big corporations coming in under wellness and natural health. The bigger they get, the more dangerous they get. You should know that by now. The whole freaking thing has to be decentralized. Not recreate natural health and wellness in another big corporation, which when you peel the onion back, is still controlled by BlackRock and the banks. Choose wisely, Grasshopper. Have a wonderful rest of your Tuesday. And grand rising, as my friend Norman says. Have a great day, everybody. Much love. Hi, everyone. Dr. Jane Ruby here with a quick message on how you should be protecting your retirement funds, your 401k, your IRAs. Did you know that you can protect them with physical gold and silver to avoid losing everything that you've built over your lifetime? Please call the experts at Augusta Precious Metals at 888-836-1890. At least talk to an expert. Learn more about how you can protect what you've built up so that if things go crazy, as we know they will in this economy, you've got some of your investments protected with tangible physical gold and silver. Every bit as valuable as real estate, something you can touch. They can't turn off, you know, with a flick of a switch. Call the people at Augusta Precious Metals. They're wonderful. They will educate you on what this is all about and what you need to do. And they will also provide you with some warnings about how to protect yourself from other companies that may be spreading lies and scamming you. That's Augusta Precious Metals at 888-836-1890. Medical disclaimer. The Dr. Jane Ruby Show does not provide medical advice. The information, including but not limited to texts, graphics, images, and other material contained on this show, are for informational purposes only and does not establish any kind of patient-client relationship by your viewing or attempt to communicate with Dr. Jane Ruby. No material presented on the show is intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health care provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment before undertaking a new health care regimen, and never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have seen on the show. Thank you for watching.